Hi, Mr. Cooper. I'm sorry I'm late for our little appointment. Before we start, I wanted to apologize for what I said last time I came to see you. I completely understand that it was very inappropriate of me to offer to perform oral sex on you. I've had to some time to think on it, and maybe the reason I said those things is because you're really the only adult in my life who actually listens to me. I guess I see you as some kind of father figure. So I got a little bit confused, and I mistook your compassion for affection, and well, you know how impressionable girls of my age are, but I have to say, you were so professional that day. You handled it really well. I can only imagine how hard it must have been for a middle-aged man to turn down some hot schoolgirl begging to suck your cock. But you kept your promise. You didn't tell anyone, and I don't need to tell you how thankful I am that you kept your word. You're a good man, Mr. Cooper. I admire you. Anyway, the reason I came to see you today, Mr. Cooper, is that my personal life is really beginning to interfere with my studies. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that I might have an abnormally high sexual appetite. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. No, I'm not trying to seduce you again. This is a real problem I'm having, and you're my school counselor, aren't you? I just imagine that you had students tell you stuff like this all the time. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. It's really okay. Are you sure? I was serious when I said that you're the only adult in my life who actually listens to me. The fact that I can be honest with you really means the world to me. I trust you. I'll just tell you about it, okay? And you can tell me if it's normal or not. I haven't told anyone else about my problem, so I don't know. In sex ed, they told us that masturbation is normal and it's healthy. But I'm not sure if the other girls do it as much as I do. Every morning when I wake up, my pussy, I mean my vagina, it's always so tender and so wet. And I feel like I just have to touch myself. So I end up masturbating every morning before school. During the day, like during class, I can't concentrate. It's so hard to focus on my schoolwork. All day, my vagina is throbbing. It gets wet by itself. My clit always feels so tight and it rubs up against my panties. All I can think about is sex. I daydream about it. I fantasize about it. I make up little stories in my head, and they all end up with me getting fucked hard. I'm sorry, I mean having sexual intercourse. So I'll excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I can only do that once every period. I made up this story about having a small bladder, and I get teased about it a lot. Lunchtime is fine because I can go and masturbate in the bathroom, but the afternoon classes are really hard. And when I get home, when I'm doing homework on my laptop, I always get distracted. Every time I try to get some work done, I always end up on some porn site watching teenage girls getting fucked by old men or girls licking other girls. And it's the last thing I do before I go to bed. My friends say that I need a boyfriend, but I'm just not attracted to guys my own age at all. I'm really not. And it is annoying because all the boys in my grade want to fuck me. But I know that that's at least a little bit my fault. At the beginning of the year, someone shared a naked picture of me, and it got sent around to pretty much the whole school. I don't need to tell you what happened. We had that big school assembly where the policeman said that everyone who shared the picture was committing a felony because it was technically illegal. But what no one knows is, and I've never told anyone this before, but it was me who shared the picture. I was the one who sent it to Marco, and I knew that he would show everybody. I knew that the next day when I came to school, everyone at school would have seen it. A picture of me on my back with my legs wide open. Marco probably thought I sent it to him by accident, but I knew exactly what I was doing. I wanted everyone to know what kind of girl I was. Especially the teachers. Everyone called me a slut. The girls, the boys. None of the teachers would say anything to me about it, of course, but I knew that they had all probably seen it. Did you see it, Mr. Cooper? Did someone show you that picture? Did someone send it to you from an unknown number? I know you wouldn't have looked at it. You're too professional to be looking at naked pictures of students, aren't you, Mr. Cooper? You're just so good at resisting temptation. I wish I could be good like you. Claire isn't talking to me anymore. She was my best friend since the fourth grade. I had a sleepover at her house, and the next morning, when her dad drove me home, I tried so hard to stop myself, but two blocks from my house, I asked him to pull over, and I sucked his cock. My best friend's dad, who I've known since fourth grade, I sucked him off while he fingered me. He made me taste myself, and he came all over my face when I called him daddy. When Claire found out, she said we couldn't be friends unless I promised that I wouldn't do anything with her dad ever again, but I couldn't make that promise. My sexual craving is beginning to be a big problem at home, too. My stepdad moved in with us 2 years ago, and ever since then, I couldn't stop thinking about having sex with him. If my mom found out what happened, I don't know what she'd do. She might kick him out. She might even kick me out. A few weeks ago, I came home from school and my stepdad was in his study. He was on his computer and my mom was still at work. The door was open a crack, so I looked in without him knowing. Do you know who GamerPuss98 is? She's some YouTube gamer girl. She does Let's Play with her tits out, but she's like my age. He was watching one of her videos while he was playing with himself, and I tried to walk away, but I knew that if he was getting off watching young girls all online, then maybe. I crawled underneath the desk, and I sucked his cock while he watched the video. Ugh, you should have heard the noise he made when I took his cock into my mouth for the first time. He was watching some underage slut with huge tits on his monitor while a real underage slut deep-throated his cock under the table. And he came in my mouth while he was imagining fucking her. The next week, I saw him watching porn with the door wide open. I think it was a girl with two guys. It looked pretty hot. So I crawled underneath the desk and I let him use my mouth again while he got off watching porn. And then just last week, he was watching porn in his study again, but with the sound turned up real loud. I could hear it as soon as I walked through the front door. This time it was one of those videos where like eight guys were doing really nasty things to this young-looking girl. And I went underneath the desk again, and he grabbed me by the back of my head and he fucked my face really hard. He fucked my throat like it was his own personal fuckhole. And all I could hear were the sounds from the video. The sounds of a teenage girl being used by eight dirty fucking old men. He came hard that day. Is that normal, Mr. Cooper? Is that a normal thing for girls to be doing with their stepfathers? And I need to show you something else I'm worried about, Mr. Cooper. I know I can show you because you're such a professional, and I know I can trust you. No, I can't just tell you. I actually have to show you so you can see how serious it is. I'm just gonna come over to your side of the table, okay? I'm not sure if this is a medical problem, but maybe it's something that you can help me with. Don't be scared, okay? I'm just gonna lift my skirt just a little so that you can see. Do you see how my panties are soaking wet? I mean, I know that it's normal for girls to sometimes get wet, but do you see how my panties are almost completely soaked? And can you see the juices running down the inside of my thigh? My pussy is so fucking wet. All the time. Is that normal, Mr. Cooper? For a teenage girl's pussy, I mean vagina, to be as wet as this? Is there anything you can do to help me, Mr. Cooper? Anything at all? Please. I need you to help me. Maybe I could just kiss your neck just a little bit. It wouldn't have to mean anything. You're not stopping me. We wouldn't have to tell anyone, Mr. Cooper. And if no one finds out, then you won't get in trouble. I know you can keep a secret. I can too. Don't get mad, okay? Don't get mad. I'm just gonna put my hand on your... Oh, Mr. Cooper. You dirty man. You let a student get you hard. You dirty, dirty man. Oh, silly me. I thought you were a professional. Did you know that all the girls talk about you, Mr. Cooper? Do you know what they say when you walk past the classroom? They all want to fuck you. They think you're fucking hot. If you wanted to, you could fuck whoever you wanted. You could have your pick. Who would you choose, Mr. Cooper? Mandy, maybe? The cheerleader captain? I saw you looking at her with your mouth open. Or what about Claire? She used to talk about you all the time. She would totally fuck you. We're not best friends anymore, so I wouldn't be mad. So, who is it, Mr. Cooper? Which one of the girls do you want to fuck the most? Me? Out of all the girls in school, it's me you want? That is interesting. I know you want to help me, Mr. Cooper. I can see it in your eyes, but if you really want to help me, I have to show you just how tight. Oh! Oh, fuck! Okay. I know we can't be loud. I'm sorry. Oh, but please don't stop. Please don't stop touching me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, keep rubbing my clit. Rub it. Oh, put your fingers in. Oh, do you feel that? how tight I am, how tight and wet and hot that pussy is for you. Let me taste it. So, Mr. Cooper, I have to ask you again. And I really, really hope your answer is different this time. Can I please suck your cock, Mr. Cooper? Please? Oh, thank you. I won't let you down. I promise. Oh, you smell so good, Mr. Cooper. How does it feel, sir? It's not that bad, is it? It's not so bad having a hot teenage girl on your knees and for you, willing to do anything at all, is it? And I mean anything. I like being used. I want to be used by older men all day, all night. God. Go fuck my throat. Grab my head and use me like your own private fuck toy. Just like my stepdad did. Oh, fuck, sir. You really do like me. Do you want me, Mr. Cooper? I mean, do you really, really want me? Do you want to own me? I want you to own me. I want you to be my property. I want to be yours. I want to be your little slut. I want you to own me. I want you to use me. Anytime you want. Night or day. I don't care if I'm in the middle of an exam. Just make an excuse to get me out of class and fuck me in your office. Or the backseat of your car. Or in the floor of the fucking bathroom. Would you like to use your little slut's pussy right now? Go on. I'm your property now. You might as well. It's okay. It's okay, I'm on the pill. I've been on the pill since I was 14. Go on, Mr. Cooper. Fuck your little slut. Find out what happens when your little fuckhole opens. Find out what your little teenage fuckhole feels like. Oh, come on. You do want to fuck me, don't you, Mr. Cooper? Even though I'm only 17. Are you gonna make me beg you? Please fuck me, Mr. Cooper. Please, Mr. Cooper, I need it. I need it bad. I fucking need your cock in me. Please, sir. Please. Please, I'll do anything. Please fuck your little underage slut. I'm sorry, sir. I'll be quiet. I don't want you to get caught. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, fuck. Yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. I'm so tight. So tight. I'm so fucking tight. Such a fucking tight little hole. Such a tight little 17-year-old hole. Pull my hair. Pull my hair, please. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Do you like your new property, sir? Do you? Are you enjoying your new 17-year-old fuck toy? I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll let anyone fuck me. Your friends, teachers, anyone. I'll be your little pleasure slut. Shit. Slap me. Slap my face. Do it. Fucking slap me. Oh, fuck. Slap me again harder. Slap me. Fucking slap me. Oh, call me bitch. Call me a bitch. Call me your little fucking bitch. Oh. Tell me you own me. Tell me that you fucking own me. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, keep fucking me. Keep fucking your little bitch. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, look at you. Look at how hard you're fucking me. I'm your student. Oh, but you like that, don't you? Yeah. You like that. You like I'm only 17, don't you? You filthy old man. You fucking dirty old man. You're a dirty old man. You're fucking me so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. How could you, Mr. Cooper? Oh, I came for you to help, and now look what you're doing. Oh, look what you're doing to me. You're fucking a student who came to you for help. How could you? Harder. Harder. Pound me. Pound me. Pound me. Please, fuck. You know you want it. Oh, God. Yes. 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 Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, Mr. Cooper. Oh. Oh, I'm so tight. So tight. Oh, fuck. Mr. Cooper, can I call you daddy? Ah! Oh. Yes! Oh, daddy! Daddy! Fuck! Fuck me! Fuck me hard! Please, daddy! Please keep fucking me! Please, daddy! Oh, daddy! Daddy! Fuck! Daddy, don't stop. Don't stop while you fuck me. Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, pull my hair. Pull my hair, Daddy. Pull it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Daddy, how could you? Daddy, how could you, Daddy? Daddy. Daddy, how could you? Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yeah, you like that pussy, Daddy. 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 Oh, fuck me. Fuck me hard. Oh, you know I like it, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for fucking me. Thank you for fucking your little slut. I love being yours. I love being your property. Oh, fuck. Daddy. 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 Oh, God, you're gonna make me come, Daddy. You're gonna make me come on your cock. Oh, you want that, don't you? You want me to come on your cock? Yes! Oh, I'm coming, Daddy. Oh, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come, Daddy? Oh, don't stop. Yes. 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 Come for me. Come for me. Come in me. Oh. Ah. Ah. Yes. Oh. We taste so nice. Thank you, Mr. Cooper. You've been a real help. I knew that I could count on you. You won't turn me down again now, will you? No, 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 shh, no, be quiet, Mr. Cooper, this wasn't a mistake, no, this was the opposite, you're gonna help me with my problem from now on, anytime I want, I mean it, anytime, and if you don't, you're gonna have to explain why there's a rumor going around that you fucked a student. Are we clear? No. Shh. No. Mr. Cooper, stop talking. You don't understand. I own you now, bitch.